Welcome to the Master Loving Relationships program. I'm Kate Large, and I'm so excited to be sharing this time with you. The holidays are right around the corner, and if you're challenged by family members or anyone else, this information will help you to create a happier, more joy-filled holiday season and life. First, I'll share just a little bit about me. I'm the founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers and the Game of Life Mastery Program. For years, I made living in a high level of fear an art form. And then I opened my heart to my A-team of angels, guides, teachers, and deceased loved ones, and my life changed. They gave me tools and methods of working from the light within me to heal pain of the past, to catapult me into the light of love, and to live there. Now, I used to work in corporate America, but I left to work for God. And now my work is to share the how of transformation with you. Now, in the next 60 minutes, we'll tap into the loving essence of who you are to create loving relationships from the inside out. And in your reminder emails that I sent out yesterday and an hour before this program began, I included some pre-programmed suggestions, and I hope you were able to take a look at that. This is what they were. Number one was to look into your archive of past events and identify a person and or life event that left you feeling like a victim. Number two, ask your angels to show you the energy you felt as a result of this experience and do your best to give the energy a name. And one of those names could be not good enough, unworthy, unlovable, undeserving, shame, or guilt. And number three, identify one person in your life now that makes you feel uncomfortable. And we're going to be working with this information and shifting into that higher place of love. So this is how our program will flow today. We're going to talk about your birthright as a spiritual being experiencing a human existence. And then we'll dive into why people who push your buttons and make you feel like a victim are valuable to you. We'll look at the past drama of victim relationships to heal them, and the angels and I will hold that safe space for you to forgive what you're holding in unforgiveness of others and yourself, and we'll shift your energy from being a victim to being empowered. And we'll learn how to draw to you loving relationships from the inside out. Now, if you have questions, you may type them into the queue if you're listening on the web, or you may click reply to one of your reminder emails and send that question to me. We won't have time to answer the questions here, so I will be emailing the questions and answers to you this week, and that'll give the people who are listening to the recording an opportunity to ask questions and receive answers as well. So let's get started. Relationships are about us, not the other person. They're about us. We powerfully create our life experiences and relationships through our internal energy. So we'll be identifying less than love energy and transforming it to love energy to create more loving relationships from the inside out. Now, I'd like to begin by sharing, confirming, and validating that you are a beautiful being of love and light. No matter what your life looks like, and no matter what your brain tells you, you do deserve to receive wonderful things and wonderful life experiences and relationships. So many of us struggle with feelings of doubting that we're good enough, deserving, or worthy. And sometimes deep within our heart, there are shadow questions of, am I lovable? And someone may have told us this when we were children, a teen or adult, and we may have suppressed that pain. Well, this painful energy may be housed in a subconscious state that we really aren't even aware of. Yet people in life situations will bring that painful energy forward from within us, and we're not sure what it is. But it's really painful, it's uncomfortable, and we don't like it. we must remember who you are. You are a brilliant being of love and light that is lovable. You're deserving of love, deserving of wonderful, loving relationships. You deserve to be honored and cherished no matter what you've done or haven't done in your life. It's your birthright to be loved, honored, and respected. It's your birthright to experience loving, respectful, joy-filled relationships with others, from family to friends to coworkers and bosses. And when you shift into that energy of receiving your birthright, if family doesn't want to align with that energy, then it's okay to move on with your life without them, without guilt. I know you may be wondering, if this is your birthright, then why are there people in your life who push your buttons, bully you, shatter your confidence, make you feel unimportant, stir feelings of not being good enough, destroy your sense of value and self-worth, and trigger downward spirals into the abyss of being a victim? People who generally just suck the life right out of you. Why does this happen if our birthright is loving relationships? Well, first let's step out of the pain of these relationships and talk about the mechanics of why. Everything around us is energy. We are energy. We create our lives through the energy within us, and we attract material things, jobs, health, and money of like energy, and we align with people of like energy. And if we don't like the life we're attracting, and that includes people, then we need to shift our energy to a higher vibration of love and attract people of the love vibration. The bottom line is that the creation energy within us draws to us relationships and life situations that match the energy within us. We create the relationships in our lives, both the happy ones and the ones filled with pain and drama. Bottom line, painful, drama-filled relationships don't just happen to us. We create them. We attract to us people who attack us energetically. And the less-than-love energy attack is an alignment with the less-than-love energy of the belief that we hold about ourselves as being unworthy, unlovable, or not good enough. And the energy of this belief is real, whether we're holding it consciously or subconsciously. So let's talk about the people in our lives who stir the pain of victim energy within us and why they're important to our happiness. I know you were standing there minding your own business, and someone did or said something that was completely inappropriate to you, and you were left standing there with your mouth open trying to take it in. What just happened? I know this has sure happened to me. And our first reaction is the human need to control or change the person who energetically attacked us. But we do not have the power to control or change others. The only one we have the power over is us. And that goes back to relationships are all about us. And the energy within us is what's attracted them to us. So to create a higher outcome, to create a different reality, we need to change the energy within us. So how did you attract this person or incident? And you're probably thinking, I would never create pain and drama in my life. Why would I do that? Well, of course you wouldn't do it consciously, but your subconscious takes direction from your innermost beliefs, and some of those beliefs hide in the shadows of your heart, and you don't even know about them consciously. And these shadow beliefs are energy, and as energy, they draw to you energy outside of you that's in alignment with a hidden shadow vibration, a vibration that's less than love, a vibration of fear energy that hides in the shadows of your heart. And this shadow belief energy is the silent, hidden energy that attracts the drama to us. It's the energy that attracts the people who push our buttons, pick on us and attack us energetically. And we create situations that make us feel uncomfortable, leaving us feeling helpless and powerless. And many times, push us into an abyss of low-vibrating victim energy. And these people who attack us energetically are important. The reality is that these people mirror back to us the hidden shadow belief energy. They mirror to us something that we believe about ourselves that we do not like, something that we probably didn't even know existed, and in most cases, something that isn't even true, like, I'm unlovable, or I'm not good enough. When we experience an energetic attack, the energy of negative beliefs of not being good enough, unworthy, or unlovable are revealed to us. What we must understand is this. If we were not in alignment with this painful energy, the person in life experience with them would not be able to move us. They would not have any power over us to make us feel uncomfortable. And when we experience an energetic attack and we've had time to recuperate from the shock of it, the energy that's been hidden in the shadows of our heart is right in front of us for us to see if we're willing to look at it. And this painful energy may go back to when we were a baby and may possibly stem from a previous life. This is why these people are so valuable. These people pull the shadow belief energy to the surface, gifting to us the opportunity to turn the light on the shadows, revealing to us energy that blocks us from living the joy-filled life we came here to experience. And when we look at this energy of helpless powerlessness, this pain of being a victim, we face it and have the golden opportunity to disconnect from the energy and heal it in all directions of time. We are of the light. The energy is of the fear shadows of darkness. And when we look at this energy, it brings it into the light. And what happens when darkness is brought into the light? It dissolves. Darkness cannot exist in the light. And as humans, typically, our first reaction to an uncomfortable situation with another person is to recoil, feeling like a victim, and we give them our power. Once we get over the shock of whatever situation transpired, we then have the choice to succumb and wallow in the pain of being a victim, giving our power to the other person, or we can choose to face the painful energy within us, that shadow belief energy, disconnect from it, heal it, and take our power back. I know that when painful situations happen, you probably don't feel like you have a choice. Instead, you feel trapped, alone, and you may feel as if you've been abandoned by God and your team of angelic beings. These feelings are an illusion of the physical world. The reality is that we are never separated from God, ever. God resides within us. Now, as humans, we have human reactions, hurt, anger, and surprise. But once we get over the initial shock, then we have the opportunity to choose to stay in the shocked victim mindset, claiming, woe is me, you know, this person did this awful thing to me. I used to live there a lot. Or, I found out I had a choice. We may choose to ask, why did I draw this situation to me? Angels, please show me. Why did I attract this situation? And look deep within to discern the answer. Now, I want to stress here that the length of time from a shocking event happening to getting past the shock, to get a grip on our emotions, could be just a few minutes to several days, depending on how powerful the experience is. And you may ask, why is all of this coming up now? Or perhaps you may have believed you dealt with that shadow belief energy of unworthiness, being unlovable, and or not good enough before, and wonder why it's coming up again. Well, I believe we're here on Mother Earth at this time to aid in the ascension energy of our planet, to ascend not only Mother Earth's energy, but humanity as a whole as well. And as humans, we're taught to live in a vibratory state of fear as our normal way of living. Yet it's our birthright to experience the higher vibration of love and all that it attracts. I believe it's our mission to shift from the fear vibration, releasing all that's less than love, shift into the higher vibration of love, and create as our reality our version of heaven on earth. The ascension of Christ consciousness, love energies that sweep our planet will not support negative shadow belief energy. It won't take it lying down anymore. And as a result, any shadow belief energy, that not good enough, unworthy, undeserving, unlovable, shame and guilt, that's hidden in our hearts, must be revealed to heal. So now, on a much grander scale, we're attracting to us, like magnets, people and situations that will reveal these negative beliefs that we have about ourselves. And we are as an onion. As we ascend to a higher vibration of energy, more hidden negative beliefs about ourselves are revealed to us to face, disconnect from, and heal to a higher vibration of love. And the other thing is that as we evolve, you know, we forgive, we work through, process through things and heal them to the level that we can at the vibration we're existing in. And then as we ascend our energy even higher, something else that we had initially healed may be revealed, a little more of it. But because we've already healed it once, we know what to do. So it's not that big a deal. It's a celebration of that golden opportunity to heal even more deeply. But you have free will. You're doing the breathing in your body, and you have the option to continue to refuse to look at the pain within, refuse to forgive, and shove the not good enough beliefs about yourself back into the darkness. So the question is, do you suppress this energy again, forcing it back into the shadows, or do you face it and dissipate its darkness with the light of love within you? And I must share with you that if you don't take the time to resolve the painful, resistant energy within you that's thrown in your face when you're energetically attacked in some way, it will come back again to be resolved. And when it comes back next time, it will probably be more painful than the last time. The energies of Mother Earth simply will no longer support the energetic belief within you that you're anything less than love. Those beliefs that you're not good enough, not worthy, not deserving, feelings of being unlovable, helpless, and powerless, whether they're conscious or subconscious belief energy. If you have these negative beliefs about yourself hidden in your heart, you will attract someone or something to you to reveal this energy so you can heal it. And this is happening now because you are good enough. You are worthy. You are deserving. You are lovable. And you are powerful to create the reality that you want to live. It's your birthright to replace being a victim with being calm, assertive, and empowered. You must face this pain of being a victim and disconnect from the drama of the past to create a new energy of being. And the first step to creating loving relationships from the inside out is to forgive and heal the pain of your archive of past experiences. And there may be some things in your archive that are so painful that the last thing you want to do is forgive the person who participated in creating them. And whether consciously or subconsciously, you may be holding yourself in unforgiveness energy. Know that forgiveness is key. And when we hold someone in the energy of unforgiveness, it's as if we take poison and expect the other person to die. Life doesn't just happen to us. We create our reality, and when we hold the energy of unforgiveness, that lower vibrating unforgiveness energy forces the creation of more life situations of the energy that we do not want. In essence, our ability to create a happier reality is held hostage by the energy of unforgiveness, and the creation of our reality becomes a cycle of standing there minding our own business when our shadow belief energy attracts to us some person who energetically attacks us by saying or doing something that's completely inappropriate. And all that not good enough, not worthy, not deserving, helpless, powerless victim energy is revealed and shoved in our face. And instead of falling into a pit of victim despair, when you're energetically attacked, it's a time to recognize the golden opportunity to look within. Ask your angels to show you what the experience is mirroring to you and face head on the painful energy within you. And I've learned that it's through this golden opportunity that we have the power to heal the shadows of pain, forgive all involved, including ourselves, and shift to a higher state of love through our own light. And when you step back as an observer, without the pain of emotion, how many life events and people are you holding in unforgiveness? Unforgiveness is a choice. Oh, I know, but you may say, but so-and-so did this to me, and I will not forgive them for what they did. It was so horrible and hurt me so much, and if I forgive them, they just get away with what they did. I've had that conversation in my head, too. But forgiveness does not condone the act, words, situation, or life event. Forgiveness releases us from the pain of what happened. It's a gift we give to ourselves through love. Forgiveness releases trauma from the cells of our body, allowing love to fill the void created by the healing release. Forgiveness raises our vibration to a higher level of love and opens the way for more love to manifest as our lives. Forgiveness shifts us to a state of balance, peace, love, light, and joy. Forgiveness allows us to experience bliss through a state of love. Forgiveness reconnects us with the essence of who we are, one with the universe, one with God. Forgiveness ascends our energy to the higher vibration of love and opens the way to create our heaven on earth. And full forgiveness includes forgiving not only others, but forgiving ourselves for the part we played in the trauma of the drama. So right here, right now, I want to ask you to choose an event with someone from your archive of past experiences that left you feeling like a victim, something that you're holding in unforgiveness, and this person could be living or someone who is deceased. And one other thing, if you think you've forgiven someone for doing or saying something that made you feel small or shattered your confidence or made you feel unimportant or stirred feelings of not being good enough. But when you think about the event, you still feel resistance within your body. You haven't forgiven them fully, or you haven't fully forgiven yourself for your part in the situation. Just remember, forgiveness doesn't condone behavior. It simply disconnects you from the pain of it. And now I'll share with you a guided forgiveness technique. But before we do that, I want to make sure that if you have a dog or a cat sitting with you, please move them away from your body so they aren't touching you. Because as you release forgiveness, unforgiveness, they will take in the negative energy and it can make them sick. So while you're getting settled, moving your pet if you need to, I'll share a personal experience with you. For years, my mother-in-law has pushed my buttons, saying and doing inappropriate things, and as a result, I would feel small, not good enough, inadequate, and an outsider of the family unit. And for those of you who know me and my story, my dad died in 2005, but he helped me on this journey from the angelic realm. And a few years ago, on his birthday, he came by, and I wished him happy birthday, and then I told him I wanted to talk about my mother-in-law. And he laughed, and he said, "She doesn't like you, and she treats you with contempt. What more is there to talk about?" And I told him, "I know that. What is she mirroring to me that I need to look at?" Well, he stepped aside, and my angels surrounded me and showed me an experience that happened when I was 4 years old. And I won't go into the detail of what happened because that isn't important. What's important is the energy of what the angel showed me. I felt shame and guilt loaded with a huge dose of not good enough. And deep inside me, in the shadow of my heart, I believed I wasn't good enough. And I was ashamed of myself. And my mother-in-law was mirroring to me the energy of this shadow belief energy. And the core of this energy had nothing to do with her. I was shocked at what they showed me. I hadn't thought about the incident for years, but there it was. And the energy was huge and painful, and I didn't like it. No wonder I got so bent out of shape when my mother-in-law would mirror this to me. Well, it was in those moments of revealing the core of my pain where my mother-in-law was concerned, that I saw the sacrifice she made in agreeing before incarnation that she would be the catalyst to force me to face the shameful, not good enough energy of the past that had held me back. If I'd healed that energy years ago before I met my mother-in-law, I wouldn't have aligned with that energy within her and she wouldn't have had that power to hurt me. But thank goodness I knew what to do. I needed to disconnect from the energy created when I was 4 years old, and I needed to forgive her and myself for all the pain between us and shift my energy from being a victim to being empowered. And when I did this, the energy between us shifted. And we have a lovely relationship now. And that's what we're going to do right now together. I ask the angels to join us, to help us hold the safe space for healing from deep within. You've identified the relationship you want to forgive. Now take a deep breath and ask your angels to show you what the painful experience is mirroring to you. You may not see a specific event from your past, but you will discover the energy of it. And from this safe space, allow yourself to experience where the energy resides in your body. And the energy may not have a name, but you know what it feels like, and it doesn't feel good. Look at it and try to give it a name. Is it not good enough? Unworthiness? feelings of undeserving, unlovable, shame, or guilt. Take a deep breath, and we'll begin. Together, we set the intention to forgive what has been unforgiven. So get comfortable and close your eyes. And breathe deeply, fully and completely, and focus on the beating of your heart. Continue to breathe deeply and set the intention to allow yourself to move into a place of non-judgment. Simply allow all to be. Ask your angels to join you and help you to release unforgiveness at its core vibration. Breathe deeply and focus on the beating of your heart. Now take a deep breath and see before you a mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark of the tree. And step into this beautiful, welcoming oak tree and blend your spiritual beings into its essence. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light of love at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. And the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath and pull the healing love of God forth through your heart. Breathe deeply and expand the healing energies of Mother Earth and the breath of God within your heart. Breathe into this moment and allow yourself to feel the love of God vibrating and singing in the cells of your body. You are one with God. Notice the hand of an angel reaches for you from the other side of the tree. Take the angel's hand and step into the safe space of the angelic. Many angels join you to help you forgive what's been held in unforgiveness. Together you hold hands and form a circle. See before you, in the center of the circle, the situation and person you hold in unforgiveness. Place before you the energy of the past that has been mirrored to you. And from this safe space, acknowledge your feelings of being a victim, helpless and powerless. Simply acknowledge the energy. Know that you're safe and acknowledge any guilt, anger, shame, from frustration or fear you have where this life situation is concerned. It's safe to do this. Breathe deeply and acknowledge where you feel the resistance of these emotions in your body. And know you're fully supported by the love of God. Little cherub angels now join you to help you pull forth from your body all the resistance, all the pain, the feelings of being a victim, the guilt and the shame, and these little beautiful little cherub angels place it in the center of the circle. Breathe deeply and allow the angels to take all this less-than-love energy from your body. And as the cherub angels work, the other angels support you with their love and send love to you. Breathe deeply and expand the loving essence of the life force of God to flow throughout your body in this safe space. Allow an aspect of you that experienced the pain you're forgiving to join the painful energy, life situation, and person before you that you're forgiving. Your loving angels spread their wings to make the circle complete. Then they send beautiful, pure, unconditional love to this aspect of you, the painful energy of the person and life situation. They send pure, unconditional love of God as light, and the circle begins to glow as light. Take a deep breath and allow your heart to expand with this beautiful, swirling light of love. Focus on this love as it merges with the grounding energies of Mother Earth and the life force energy of the Creator of all that is through the breath in your heart. See and feel this loving light expand out from your heart to gently swirl around and embrace the angels as they heal these painful energies. From deep within, the love of this moment, say, I forgive these painful energies with love and light. I forgive these painful energies with love and light. I forgive these painful energies with love and light. Breathe deeply and see the love glow more brightly. And from deep within the love, tell yourself, I love and forgive myself. I love and forgive myself. I love and forgive myself. Breathe deeply and experience the life force essence of God as the love light grows and glows even more brightly. Take a deep breath as joy bursts forth in your heart. Slowly, gently, the angels lower their wings. And as the angels move away from the circle where they've held the loving space of healing, you see that all your pain has been transmuted to a glowing pink heart of love. All is forgiven, and love holds the space. Feel the soft whisper of angel wings as the angels hug you. Now it's time to return to the physical world. Walk back to your grounding tree with your angelic helpers and thank them for their help. Step into the grounding spiritual essence of your oak tree, taking the joy of love with you. Breathe in deeply and see the roots of your grounding tree blend with your feet to burrow deeply into Mother Earth, to the core light of love within her. Take another deep breath and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up through your legs, up to your heart, and stop. Step out of the tree into the physical world. And with your eyes still closed, take a deep breath in and embrace the love of healing. This love is your power. breathe it in and allow yourself to feel that the angelic beings of love and light continue to be with you. They join you from the angelic realm and help you to anchor and solidify the love that you are, to tap into the brilliance of your loving essence from deep within. Breathe deeply of the love and expand your love energy out larger and larger from your heart, filling the physical world space around you. Breathe deeply and focus on the beating of your heart. And embrace in gratitude the loving power within you. Breathe deeply, fully grounded in the loving power that you are. And when you're ready, open your eyes. It's in these moments of taking responsibility for the creation of your life, you step into your power through love source energy and begin that ripple effect of healing from within you to initiate the highest outcome possible as your reality. And make no mistake, this shift of energy is a very big deal. Be gentle with yourself as you acclimate to it. So take another deep breath in. It's through this higher vibration of love within you that you will create loving relationships from the inside out. So after this program, take the time necessary to look deeply into your archive of past experiences, and from this safe space of love with your angels, pull out everything you hold in unforgiveness. Face it and heal it from deep within. Healing your archive of past experiences takes time, but know that the time is well spent to create your version of heaven on earth. Now, I'm very excited about the information I'm going to be sharing with you now. Everything I've shared with you so far, the insight, the tips, the tools, were learned the hard way. Like so many people, I made learning things the hard way an art form. And as painful as it all was, my experiences have led me to this moment with you, sharing how to master loving relationships. Now, I received this method of shifting my energy to maintain my power when I was awakened during the night. And Princess Diana and Mother Teresa came to me and taught me how to shift my energy into the highest vibration of love possible and create from that love energy the highest possible outcome with my relationships. So now I want to ask you to identify one person who triggers painful victim energy within you. There could be several, but pick out one person that you feel uncomfortable spending time with. Someone maybe you're not looking forward to seeing, but you must. And this person can be a friend, a family member, a coworker, your boss, an ex. Just pick out one person. And in just a few moments, we're going to send love to this person. Now, I know I'm asking you to send love to someone who makes you feel uncomfortable or maybe even bad about yourself, and the last thing you want to do is send love to them. And I get that. Trust me, this is the one thing you can do that will create the highest possible outcome when you spend time with people, these people who push your buttons and leave you feeling like a victim. So please get comfortable again, and we'll send love to the person who you've chosen to take your power back from and create the highest possible outcome when you see them. Include, if you can, the next time you know you're going to see them in this guided journey. So we just close your eyes, and we're going to experience the healing circle of love. So together we set the intention to connect with the angelic realm of love. And with the highest of intentions, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love and only allow those of the light of God to connect with us. We ask for your presence to help us pull from within the divine love of you, our Creator, to heal life experiences. May this love dissipate our fear and shift us to the glorious state of love. Bless this divine intention to connect with the love that is our essence, to heal all pain of the past. In deepest gratitude, amen. Throughout this journey, continue to breathe deeply and focus on the experience of the breath as it enters your body. So take a slow, deep breath in and focus on your heart. And allow yourself to feel it beating. Beating as one with God. Breathe in deeply and see before you the mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently step into the tree and mold your spiritual beingness into the spiritual essence of the tree. Notice your feet slip into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant, healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Notice the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath, expanding the healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart and throughout your body. You are one with God. Now take the hand of an angel and step out the other side of your grounding tree into the realm of the angelic. Before you is a pathway to a beautiful garden, and this garden is filled with warm, healing sunshine. And all around you are brilliant, fragrant flowers of the most vibrant colors. And in the center of the garden is a bench. Walk over to it and sit down. Now focus on the person or life situation you've chosen to send love to during this time. And while keeping this person or situation in mind, ask your angelic entourage to join you to help you heal this life experience. And allow yourself to see in your mind's eye who has joined you. Is it someone you know? A deceased loved one, or an angel, or ascended master. They are offering their hands to you. Rise and take their hands in yours. And together, you form a circle with your loved one or life situation in the middle. Pull forth from deep within you love. Release feelings of worry, angst, unforgiveness, helplessness, powerlessness, and anger, all those energies of fear, and focus on the love. Allow this love to move through you and expand from you, moving to the person you've placed in the circle. And if this is someone that you don't normally feel love for, someone maybe that you had anger with, send love to the God part within them. And your angelic helpers are all doing the same. Allow this love to fill you. Breathe deeply of the loving light. Continue to breathe deeply and rejoice at the love. Allow yourself to be this angelic gift of love in whatever way you experience it. Allow the shift of love to be. The love bond is united and a calm, peaceful balance is yours. All there is love. Sweet, gentle love flowing throughout your body from head to toe. And as you stand there holding hands with the angelic and holding the light of love, you become a glowing light together as one. From above, a ray of loving light gently flows into the center of your circle, encompassing the person and or life situation. It spreads out to all the angels and to you. You are love. You are one with God. Peace is yours. Experience the gift of love and embrace the love of this experience. As you release each other's hands, notice that the love stays with you. Your hands continue to glow softly of love. Thank your angelic assistants for helping you to heal from deep within and shift to love. Allow the peace of this love to be yours. Embrace it. Accept this new state of vibrating at the higher vibration of love as your reality. Now you must return to the physical world. Thank your angelic assistants for their help and retrace your steps back to your grounding tree. Step into the tree and notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree, bringing all the love of the angelic realm with you, fully grounded and returned to the physical world. You've shifted your energy to a higher vibration of love. Use this healing circle of love technique to heal all life experiences that cause you to feel resistance in your body. Remember, anything less than love is resistance. So let's recap this. We're spiritual beings of love and light whose birthright it is to have an experience loving, respectful relationships, no matter what we've done or haven't done in our lives. Within the shadows of our heart, we have hidden beliefs that we may or may not be aware of. Negative beliefs about ourselves that I call shadow belief energy. Beliefs that we're not good enough, not worthy, not deserving, not lovable, shame or guilt, or a mixture of, or combination of all these things. And these beliefs are alive and well in our subconscious. And through the energy of the negative shadow belief, we attract to us a person who energetically attacks us in some way. And the negative experience with this person reveals to us the shadow belief energy that has been hiding in our subconscious and is now crying out to be healed. And after the shock wears off of a painful situation, we have the choice to succumb to the pain and stay a victim, or face the uncomfortable shadow belief energy and get rid of it to raise our energy to a higher state of love. And from this higher state of love, we attract to us relationships that reflect the higher state of love within us. Does happier, loving, respectful, honoring relationships. And this is why people who energetically attack us are so valuable. They create a golden opportunity to get rid of the resistant shadow belief energy so we can create something better as our reality, not only as our relationships, but in all areas of our lives. We're born as limitless spiritual beings living in a human body. And then the people and life experiences of the physical world conditions us to believe we're unworthy, unlovable, and not good enough. Sometimes the person who initiates this downward spiral of belief is a mother or someone else we hold in a trusted position. And sometimes the cords to these beliefs are strong, and we feel we need a human hand to help us disconnect the cords to fully heal the energetic beliefs that are holding us back. So for the past few weeks, I've been sharing angel readings with people, and this very thing has come up over and over again with stories of excruciatingly painful relationships with mothers, and guilt at not being able to fix it and experience a loving relationship with her. Sometimes these things aren't ours to fix. Instead, these experiences are simply ours to heal and to move on with our lives without guilt and without them. I'm working with my angels to provide a loving human hand of support to you through a new program called Transcend Your Maternal Wounds. So if this is your story with your mother and you're ready to heal this pain and move forward with your life in love and light without guilt or shame, this healing group may be for you. You'll receive in your email later today with the recording link of this program plus more information about this group, so be sure to watch for that email. And I'll be sharing two more free programs that I'm doing this year to help make this holiday season more loving and fun. So watch your emails for the announcements of these programs, and those programs will be recorded, so you may listen to the recording if you cannot participate live. Now, if you would like to own a digital download of this program, or if you'd like a CD for yourself or a friend, you'll receive information in your email about how to purchase those. Now today, you've opened the door to mastering loving relationships from the inside out. I know it's challenging to get your mind around the fact that people who hurt us, but understand that they're mirroring to us vital information to heal painful energies from the past that blocks our joy of today. They aren't here to make us miserable. They're in our lives to be our catalyst for greatness, to show us when we look within the very energy that causes us to self-sabotage creating wonderful things in our life so we can heal it. Now you know how to face head-on less-than-love energy that's been hiding and heal it in all directions of time. And most exciting for your future, you know how to send the power of love to people and situations before they happen to create the highest outcome possible. Send love to yourself to help you stay empowered in all moments of your life. And accept that you are lovable, you are deserving to experience wonderful, loving, respectful, joy-filled relationships. It's your birthright. And when you maintain that highest vibration of love possible, standing firmly in your power, you command respect through your energy. Use the tools and techniques you've learned in this program to heal your archive of past experiences and stand in your power today and create the loving relationships that you deserve. Thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to hold this safe space for you to create loving relationships from within. I send you love and light to help you maintain the power of the loving essence of light that you are. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment after.